I wonder if this is going to be a new thing. American Express, they did a poll of all their employees and they found out that a lot of the employees want to work remotely, mm-hmm. but not like just at their house remote, like work from home. They want to be able to travel and be somewhere and work remotely. And I was like, wow. So they took that information and they have a new policy now that if you work for American Express for 4 weeks a year, you can work anywhere you want.
That's interesting. You know, given the fact that I know American Express is actually one of the most well-regarded travel rewards programs. So I wonder if they have options for them. Like, this is a place you can go and you can do your work there where you're set up. Because depending on different positions, right, you need different technology to pull things off. However, it's 2021 now. So you feel like the internet is pretty much caught up, at least if they weren't before over the pandemic period, they kind of got up to speed, right?
So when we go away on vacation, the truth of the matter is that because of what we do, I mean, I have to answer emails and things like that, but it's not like true work. But my husband has a job where, I mean, he was in Myrtle Beach last week and he had to work. He worked from there, laptop open, full day. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know if I would want that because when I go away somewhere,
right,
I want to be on vacation. Like how it's like a tease to see the Adriatic Sea and you can't actually go in it.
Well, if you give me a month that I can work remotely, I've got to be inspired, right? Mm-hmm. So like you said, I mean, the beach would be difficult for me. I like the beach. And when I go to the beach, there's days that I don't even want to walk down the ocean. I just want to sleep in the cabana or just hang out on the chair and relax with a drink, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be difficult for me to work there. So I got to be somewhere inspired. On the other hand, if it's work, like, I'm going to go on trips that my wife won't entertain for actual vacation.
Okay.
Because I'll say, well, like, we got to go there.
All right.
I've got to go to work, right?
All right. So what are the places that if you had 4 weeks that you could be anywhere in the world and do your job, where would it be?
I'm thinking like a jungle. All right. Give me one of them, like, you know, eco mountaintop, like treehouse slash hotel slash spas there.
Treehouse.
Oh, I can definitely be, you know, inspired by some spider monkeys hanging out across the window.
Absolutely.
And, you know, get into the office by swinging on a vine. That sounds
just like
a lot
Tarzan.
Of fun, right?
Uh-huh, 100%.
Underworld research vessel.
Okay.
Like, so if you saw like the Meg or, you know, one of those, you know, the Titanic or something, like a submarine, but not one that's too deep, you know, like ones that's like, you know, below water,
but
it has spacious windows.
Like a somewhat submerged submarine,
like a condo,
but not really underneath.
Under the water.
Like you could open the hatch on the top and your head would still be above the water.
I just don't want to feel crowded is all I'm saying, you know?
Okay.
Maybe that one's not as good as the jungle one.
I don't think you want to live in a submarine for a month. I don't think you could handle that.
If it has to be warm, then I need to be somewhere like, you know, wild, right? So it's got to be like South Beach or something, right?
Okay.
Because if I've got a window and I'm staring at the beach, people watching is going to be high on the list.
Right.
In an area like that, Lauderdale or something, you just have no idea what's coming next.
Okay.
So your eyes are always peeled. And you can be surprised on a daily basis, but you won't really be shocked.
I'm surprised you didn't say space. I thought for sure you're going to be like, put me in a rocket ship, put me in space, and I'll just stay there for a month with my laptop.
You know, I totally forgot that one. How did that happen?
I know. Raven picks them. So three news stories that are trending right now, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven chooses which one it is. Raven, you ready for your selection today?
Sure.
Number one, man steals $10,000 worth of Lego Star Wars sets.
I mean, can you really blame him?
Number two, politician proposes replacement sound for car horns. And number three, woman charged with streaking across football field while eighth graders practiced.
I actually saw that article and the photo that was associated with it, so I'm going to skip that one. Let's go with the replacement horn sounds. How about that?
I just want to say I think this is a genius story.
Oh, great.
And if a politician has ever done anything right, this would be it.
Somehow I doubt it, but what do you got?
India's federal transport minister, Nitin Gadkari, claims that he's going to be introducing into law a sound to replace vehicles' car horns. So, and the sound that he's chosen, so instead of the beep, beep.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a lot of traffic, obviously, a lot of transportation in India, a whole lot of people.
Right, but the sound that he has selected is this. It's the sound of Indian musical instruments.
It seems long.
Wow.
Right? You hit the horn and you've already passed by that traffic impediment.
Right.
At that point, by the time the music really establishes itself.
Like you get cut off, you're like, ah!
Right. Is that a sitar? What is it? I'm not sure what that is.
Instead of getting all angry and you slam on your horn, you hear this.
Yeah. and a cobra comes up from your back seat and dances for a while?
No, here's what I was thinking, though. Like, horns, the sound of a car horn or somebody beeping, it immediately gives you a feel like of panic, right? You get that panic, you get that aggression.
Well, I mean, that is its designed intention, right? It's to pay attention, to what's going on here. It could be the last thing you hear right before an accident.
Well, right. But here's the thing, Raven. What if we replace our obnoxious car horns, right? We're like, right. And you replace it with songs. Songs that are uplifting, that people like. So it just says, oh my gosh, I've avoided danger, and now I could be in a good mood because somebody sounded their horn. So I have selected three songs that I think should be replaced with the car horn instead, okay?
Get on with it. What have you got?
Okay, first, someone is texting, and they don't realize that they're half in your lane, right?
Uh-huh.
You're so angry, but then you hit your horn, and this comes on.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on Friday night.
How do you get mad? You just get out of the way.
Okay, I mean, as long as they don't actually hit me. But all right, next.
Right. Okay, a car cuts you off on the highway, and then right in front of you slows down to a steady 7 miles per hour.
I love that.
7 miles per hour, right? You are so mad. You go in to lean into your horn, right? You have all that aggression, but instead this comes out.
I do love Prince. Makes me feel good whenever I hear it.
Right. See? Look. You're not even mad anymore that you just got cut off. Wait. And then, I mean, let's be honest.
I don't know how you're going to do better than Prince. What's your third choice?
Okay. The car in front of you is at a stoplight, and it doesn't move, even though the light has been green and has turned green for about 45 seconds now.
Oh my gosh.
You
this is the worst.
You are so frustrated.
I hate that person.
You just want to go because it's going to turn red again, and you're going to get stuck there.
Get out of your phone.
Right. Get out of your phone. What are you doing? Right. And you slam on your horn, but instead of the beep beep, you hear this.
Well, then what if the police hear me driving by with that? Then they're going to pull me over, want to make sure that I haven't been smoking anything. You know, it's good to be relaxed, but at the same time, I want to be safety conscious for myself, too.
I just think it's good thinking and good planning.
I'd stick with the Prince, but you better talk to Paisley Park about the licensing rules.
All right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you are still giving people the middle finger, that is all I need to know about you.
This is one of your biggest things that
it's
you just...
It's my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, I mean, you say that about several of your pet peeves, but it's a big one.
It's a big one.
You know, it's a big one, but... You know, at the same time, it serves a purpose, right? I mean, it's like a tool in your toolbox. No. And sometimes when you reach for it, it's the only tool you need.
It's corny and it dates you. Let me tell you what happened yesterday.
Okay.
I was going to text you, but I was like, I was going to wait. So I'm driving to my, I had an MRI appointment yesterday. I blew out my knee. I don't know what's happening. I got to see what they say.
Knee.
I busted knee. And I'm already in a bad mood given the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going with the flow of traffic. And it's heavy traffic, but I'm just going. And I see this beat up white minivan fly up behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what do they want from me? And they flash the lights. I go,
Where
do you want me to go?
Right.
Where do you want me to go?
There's
right?
nowhere to go. It frustrates me too. When somebody's beeping on the horn when you're in traffic.
Like, what do you want me to do?
What's the point? You're hurting all of us at this point.
Then I squint my eyes. I look in the rearview mirror and I see the handicap thing hanging from the rearview mirror, the handicap sign. I go,
okay.
All right. And then I look and it's a little elderly woman. It's an elderly woman with white hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then she flies up to the side of me, right?
Yeah.
And I look over at her in disbelief because I'm like, what is this lady doing?
Why is this reckless person driving like this?
And she gives me the finger.
Wow.
The little old lady in the white minivan with the handicap thing gave me the finger. So I looked at her. I go, Did you give it back? No,
you didn't give it back?
Raven, you know me better than that. So I looked at her like in pure disbelief and I mouthed the words, what do you want me to do with my hands up? Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
And then she cuts me off.
Nice.
And proceeds to go slower because you can't go anywhere. We're in traffic. Now, here's where the story where I debated whether I should tell the truth of what happened after this. Because at this point, I'm so angry.
You're furious.
And frustrated.
Now you're steaming. Yeah,
right.
There's literally steam coming out of your ears.
And I was like, I'm going to smoke this lady. And I just,
in traffic. Right. Okay.
Right. And I went right around her.
Yeah.
And I just took off and then I never saw her again.
Oh, okay. So once the traffic cleared, then you just drove away.
I just drove away.
Right. Well,
very quickly.
I mean, it was a
very
heck
quickly.
Of a story, though. Yeah.
But, like, what is that lady thinking?
Maybe she needed to get to a medical appointment. You don't know.
I mean, what is happening? But I was like, I can't believe this little lady is giving me the finger.
Yeah, people get fired up.
I feel like you can't do it anymore. You're corny if you do it. I'm just saying it. Well, you can argue all you want.
In all honesty, I mean, you can't do it in the car anymore because you never know. There's a lot of nut jobs out there.
Like, how did she know I wasn't a thug?
Yeah.
How did she know?
She didn't know. She didn't know.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you blow all your leaves clippings or lawn clippings or your brush into the street, that's all I need to know about you. Just all into the street. Come on, keep it clean here, people. Mm. You're out. You're walking the dogs. My dogs love to jump in every single leaf pile that is out there. But, you know, there's rules to these things, right? You know, the town's going to come by with that big blower thing, suck all these things up or whatever. When you throw this stuff in the street, there's nowhere for it to go except, you know, everywhere. So basically cars drive by and it just makes a complete mess of the entire neighborhood.
You know what you should do to people that do that?
Well, I'll give them the one finger salute.
Nope. You shouldn't do that because that's corny.
Okay.
You should just give them a thumbs down.
You
so
say
much cooler.
So.
Yeah. There's a new report out that Americans spend $490 million on Halloween costumes for their pets.
Oh, I believe it. 100%.
Okay. Here's the thing, though, Raven.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put your pets in costumes.
Oh, come on.
No, that's a real thing. According to experts, pets rely on their body language to communicate. So when you cover a tail, the ears, the whiskers, it makes it difficult and it can make them feel frightened or uncomfortable.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So for the hour or so, and let's be honest, my dogs will put on their costumes for all of about 3 minutes. If they can't communicate, I can see all their emotion in their face, let me assure you.
Mm-hmm.
And they are displeased at the costume. Baxter loves to wear clothes.
Yep.
The little one, he loves to wear clothes. He does whatever it is. If you tell him that this is your sweater, this is your jacket or whatever, he gets fired up for it. Barkley, on the other hand, cannot stand anything you put on him. He will not move. He'll just look at you so disappointed in you, like, you did this to me, Dad. Or why did you let Mom do this to me?
For years, Lila Bear, our rescue, we would dress her up with us for the Halloween costume, mm-hmm. like to match the family.
Yeah.
And then I was like, she's incredibly fearful. She's a special needs dog. And I go, why am I putting through hell? Like,
yeah.
For what? For, like, this one picture? So now she doesn't do it. But Hayden thinks is that she thinks that we don't love her anymore.
Right.
Because we don't include her in the Halloween group picture.
And when she does that sad dog face, you won't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to tell. Maybe she's right.
No, she has resting dog face. She always looks the same, petrified. Yeah.
So this year, my dogs are either going to be, we've got two sets of costumes for them. So we've got unicorns.
Wait,
and the other one is a lobster and a shark.
What kind of crazy people buy two? You don't do that for your children. You buy two sets of different costumes
yeah.
for your pets?
Well, we didn't know which one we were really going to prefer. And dog costumes, it's hit or miss right now. If the stuff isn't sitting on a boat out in the ocean waiting to be unloaded, like, you just got to take what's available. So, you know, given the body type of my dogs, mm-hmm. like, you know, they're not big on the lions or whatever. Like, they're longer dogs. They're long. They're not wiener dogs, but they're short and they're longer, right? And one of them's tall and longer. No, either way.
Are they sexy unicorn dog costumes?
So typically they have to be like a food item, right? They're like a taco or a hot dog or, like, you know, they've been a dragon before from a festival, like, you know, a pinata or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure your dog loves being a pinata. But there's a list of actually the worst costumes that your dogs hate.
Okay.
Hold on. Tell me again what the two sets of costumes
A lobster and a shark this year or a pair of unicorns.
Lobster and a shark. They don't like being other animals and makes them feel inferior. I swear that's a real thing I read.
I've never seen a shark or a lobster.
How do you know that?
Because they live with me.
Oh,
so
maybe you're right.
They have never seen that before.
Okay. other costumes that animals apparently hate, according to the internet.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, because they don't want to wear glasses, which seems self-explanatory.
Yeah, I can't get hats on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't go for hats.
Anything that has a dumb hat, they say that you shouldn't put on your dog, like the Sherlock Holmes or like the astronaut that comes with the helmet. Like, remember when Dakota, my toddler, was a baby, I made her an astronaut too.
Yeah.
And it was hard enough to get her head helmet.
Last year, Baxter and Barkley were a rocket and an astronaut.
It's hard to get their heads in those things.
It is.
And even as an adult, when you're that, it's hard. And also, the number one thing you should not let your dog be for Halloween is, you know how they have the FedEx ones where they're pretending to carry the fake box?
Yes.
Too much pressure. It's like a toy they can't get to. It's really stressful for them. Don't
now,
do
that
it.
Makes a little bit more sense. Mm-hmm. I get that. It's a carrot in front of the eye.
Yep. Ryan Tedder from OneRepublic is one of the most famous songwriters of our time. He's worked with the biggest names in music. His new single, Someday, from the Human album is also killing it on the charts. I had the chance to sit down with him yesterday. Exciting. New album's out, Human. Some Days, the newest single from it. I got to talk about Run first, because Run was the first song I heard off of it that I absolutely loved. And then I realized that it's one of those things where it's literal. You run. Like, you're a runner, right?
Yeah. What's that song about? And I'm like, yeah, I run like 4 or 5 miles a day.
Did you get the runner's high thing?
Oh, of course. I mean, that's a big reason that you do it.
When I do it, I don't get a runner's high. I want to die. I try every single time. I'm like, no, this is the time I'm going to get that thing that everyone talks about, that I'm going to be fit and all that. And then I get on, and about 3 minutes into it, I'm like, no, I'm going to drop dead.
It's like, do you remember the first time you had coffee or beer?
Yeah, you didn't like it.
No person on earth intrinsically takes a sip of coffee and goes, wow, that is fantastic. Sign me up for life. Same with beer. Doesn't matter how good it is. That's the same with running. When you go from not doing it to pursuing it, you've got to start at a super light jog. And then before you know it, the light jog becomes like a medium, then a heavy jog. Then all of a sudden you're running. It's such a natural progression.
And I heard you had mentioned that you wanted to prioritize traveling. And I know you have kids. I have kids. And you've been all over the world. So if you had to give advice on places to visit with your kids, where would you say to go?
I'm going to go. You have to qualify this a little bit or contextualize it. I think kids love Europe because Europe looks like fairy tale to them. Europe in general is great because there's so much sensory stuff to look at. It's kind of mind blowing. Iceland is a very undervisited place. Iceland looks like the closest thing to a different planet on our planet.
When you walk into the Grammys and there's like 1,000 people there and you've worked with every single one of them, is it overwhelming? Because to me, I feel like it's when you walk into like a PTA meeting and I feel like I got to talk to all the parents. Is it like the same thing?
It is 1,000,000% identical. The Grammys, the first couple times I went, I was on cloud nine, thrilled. And then by like the 7th or 8th time, all it was stress inducing. It's everyone that I've worked with. And it's not only just the writers and artists. I've at this point worked with 90% of the like relevant writers and producers in the music industry.
Yeah.
I've interacted with 95% of the current record label executives, A&Rs, managers. So sometimes you might run into an artist where you've or a writer where you've kind of not been ghosting them, but like not, you know, engaging with them. And like, there's that whole dynamic of like, oh crap, I didn't return that person's call. They've been hitting me or that's that person who I had the bad session with. That's the best analogy. It's a PTA meeting where you know all the parents.
So, you know, when you're writing all these hits and it's song after song, how do you decide which one goes to a certain artist and which one is for One Republic?
It's not really a decision. They're always 99.99999% of the time I'm writing with the artist. Mm-hmm. So I was with Lil Nas X last night. I would never write a song for Nas and then be like, hey, by the way, dude, I'm taking that one.
I know you've got a digital concert. It's coming up on the 27th. One Night in Malibu, presented by Moment House. You can get all the info at momenthouse.com/OneRepublic. So you guys just going to rock it out live and people can just watch?
We're going to rock it out live, but with a crazy amount of production. We've approached this like a TV special. We have like 50 people on crew, half an orchestra. We're filming it up in the mountains in Malibu overlooking the ocean. It's like the most devastatingly beautiful place.
Ryan Tedder from One Republic, thank you.
Have a good day.
So if the rumors are true, next week at a Facebook event presentation thing, they're going to be announcing that they're changing their name. So why would Facebook want to do this?
Oh, I got some ideas.
Yep.
Facebook at this point is kind of a toxic name. Instagram is quickly getting there based on the whistleblower reports that we had seen. But more importantly, it's about getting the corporate name to change away from Facebook so it doesn't have that overhang.
So basically what they want to do is not just change like Facebook, how we just go to Facebook.com or whatever, the app and do that. But the umbrella, because the umbrella of everything that falls under it is still Facebook. And they want to change that name.
Yeah. I mean, unbeknownst to plenty of people, I mean, if you don't really pay attention to that, Facebook has bought up many of what have been, you know, would have been their competition over the years. So
yeah,
now
Instagram,
it's actually like, you know, it's more than that. It's like 20 companies that they own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a lot of companies. And I get it. The name is toxic at this point, right?
Yeah. And I was thinking about it and I was like, I don't know, this seems dumb. Like, you know, it's Facebook. It is what it is. Right. Mm-hmm. But then I started thinking about other companies that have done this in the past.
Yep.
Like, remember when there was all that backlash because Lance Armstrong, was he doping? Was he not doping? So that used to be called the Lance Armstrong Foundation. Remember, we used to have those rubber bracelets that everybody wore?
Yellow bracelets, yeah.
But they changed to Livestrong Foundation.
Right.
It kind of worked for them. They disassociated themselves with
them. Got rid of Lance Armstrong also at the same time.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah. How about Time Warner Cable? People hate it. Their cable company, they hated Time Warner. They changed the spectrum and they like fooled. Yeah, we're a different company. No, we're not.
I don't remember that being a thing that actually drove hate in my life, but okay.
This one surprised me and it stopped me dead in my tracks because I didn't know this.
Okay.
And maybe you did. I don't know. So Ivanka Trump obviously has a lot of backlash because the country was divided over Trump and all that.
Sure.
Well, her stuff stopped selling, her fashion line, and they changed it to Adrian Vittadini and didn't tell anybody. And when they found out, they like made them rectify it. But the companies were doing that. They were changing the name of her stuff.
Wow. That's interesting.
Who's Adrian
Vittadini?
I don't know, but yeah. I see that stuff everywhere.
Like a ghost.
At the big stores, like the Bloomingdale's and Nordstrom's. I see that. I never in a million years knew that was Ivanka Trump's line.
Well, you'll have to go and clear your closet then if you don't agree with her, I guess, in the future.
So the big question is, well, what are they going to change the name? And there were some things that were trending on Twitter over the last 24 hours since they made this announcement.
Any highlights?
Fake book. Okay. Yeah. Book face.
I like that one. That's kind of loans itself to like comedy. Yeah.
Face plant.
Yeah, good.
Uh-huh. Zuckerplex.
That like actually Zuckerberg. Would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
What do you think they should rename Facebook as?
Well, I think that the main thing is don't try and look for the name that everybody's going to immediately love because people just hate change, right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to like that name. So maybe just rename yourself something that was worse than Facebook status is right at this moment, and then you can change it again later on, right? So maybe like Exxon Valdez.
Okay.
No, that would be good. ISIS.
No. I don't think we should rename it as ISIS.
Matrix? Okay. You could do that.
Maybe.
Right? Fake reality thing?
I feel like people get mad at that. Look at them. They're trying to be the Matrix. Wow, Facebook.
Well, I guess once you pay the licensing laws, you should be free and clear of that. They certainly have the money.
I definitely don't think ISIS is the right answer. I think you're wrong. I think they should go with something that everybody loves that you can't get mad at. They should just call Facebook Puppies, Sloths, and Kittens. And how are you going to get mad at that? Wait a minute. Puppies, Sloths, and Kittens? That's great.
Right. You know what? They are a great company. Mm-hmm.
I found the one guy on the planet that loves pumpkins more than everybody else.
Because
if this happened to you, I don't know how you don't lose your mind. A farmer in Wisconsin, he grew a 2,520-pound pumpkin. It would have been the heaviest grown in the county that year and been worth more than $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah, let's meet this guy.
My name's Mike Schmidt, and I grow giant pumpkins. Pumpkins are like ice cream. Everyone loves them. Some people say we're crazy, but, we're just people that like to have a little fun out in the dirt.
And then we do that with pumpkins and pumpkin growing. Yeah. Okay, bro.
Pumpkins are like ice cream. Everyone loves them.
Is that true?
I like pumpkins.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I like pumpkin seeds. Okay. I like to carve pumpkins. Mm-hmm. I like big, fat, and round pumpkins.
Okay.
I got to be honest. Usually the ones that win the awards, not the sexiest pumpkins that I like. But I had no idea that the biggest one in his county would be worth 20 G's.
Right. Listen.
I would be more into pumpkins if I knew that.
Wait, but listen to why he didn't win that money.
This is a giant pumpkin. It weighs in at 2,520 pounds. This pumpkin would have won this year. So you're looking at a pumpkin that would have been worth $20,000. Crack was the size of a fingernail. It happens. There's no crying in pumpkin growing.
$2,500 pounds, that's like getting hit by a Yugo. If that thing rolls off a truck onto you, you're not going to survive that.
But can you believe that he got disqualified from the pumpkin winning all that money because the crack was the size of a fingernail?
Well, that just tells you that the pumpkin that actually won was far more attractive. It was a sexier pumpkin.
I guess.
There was no cuts. There was no breaks on that pumpkin. How do you control something like that? I wouldn't even know.
I don't know. You have to just water it.
Do you keep it moist?
Love it.
Put towels on it?
Blankets.
Is it like wrinkles? Is there some sort of, skin cream or something?
Yes. It's like a Sherpa you have to wrap it in. I was thinking about it, though, because I'm one of those pumpkin crazy people. I've never tried to grow my own pumpkins. Actually, that's not true. A couple years ago, I did.
We did try.
It didn't work. We did everything we were supposed to do, and it nothing grew.
We started like 2 months late. But
Well, no. Right. We did it the right way one year. You're supposed to start in June. So June is when you start the pumpkin growing if you want to do it at your house. And we did it. I did everything I was supposed to do. My daughter and I documented the whole thing on video, and nothing grew. We clearly did something wrong.
You cursed the soil.
I guess. But I have a very specific pumpkin. How you said you like them round and fat.
Yes.
I'm the complete opposite. I like really big, but they have to be tall, they have to be skinny, and they have to have a stem that has personality.
Yes.
There's nothing sadder than if you get a pumpkin that's got like the stub, you know?
It's yes.
Like, who did this to you, little pumpkin? Why did they destroy your stem this way? Like, I like when it's got the big, long stem, and then you can tie bows around it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, $20,000.
Yeah, I feel bad for this guy. But you know what he says, right? At the end of the day?
There's no crying in pumpkin growing.
Nope, there's none. Your last meal. You know, it's like one of those cliche things that they talk about all the time. If you could have one last meal before you go, what would it be? And then Adele mentioned this in an interview about her last meal, and everybody started freaking out about it.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat at least once a week.
She goes to McDonald's usually once a week.
Everybody knows they don't put people with accents like that on death row. My last meal, my death row meal. But they're not going to be doing that to Adele ever. They'll be like, how did you say that? She'll be like, meal. They'll be like, let her out.
Here's the thing. People were shocked that she said McDonald's. I love fast food. Mm. I am a fast food junkie. Like when I grew up, I was like a real chubby little kid. So according to the nutritionists and the doctors I had to go to, because my cholesterol was over 200 when I was 10 years old, I could only have special treats. But we would go once a week to McDonald's and I would be so excited. And I would sit in the back seat and I would wait and I would wait. And I remember the first time the doctor said that I could no longer have my small fry. And my mom, you want to talk about the saddest? You ready for this? I would have the chicken nuggets and my mom would peel the fried part off of them, right?
Oh my gosh.
I know. And you wonder why I am the way I am. And I couldn't have the fries. So remember when they had the little cookies, the boxes of the cookies with the, like the shapes of like the, the, and I would sit there sad while my brother and my sister would plow through whatever
just
they
ripping
wanted.
Through a Happy Meal, getting all the food.
Here's
right.
chubby little Anna peeling her chicken nuggets and eating her sad cookies.
It's true that in your highest moments and your lowest moments, Anna will turn to fast food and McDonald's.
Yesterday,
yeah,
I did
that's
it.
Where you go.
So yesterday, this was trending, and I had an MRI on my knee yesterday. They think it's a torn ACL. I keep holding up hope. I'm waiting for the results to come
back. She's waiting for a miracle.
I'm waiting for a miracle. But anyway, I was so upset when I left that place that I was like, if it's good enough for Adele, it's good enough for me. And now I always try to control myself, and I'll have like just one burger.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you order it and it's in the bag, you're eating it.
No.
It's in the bag.
But I always try to order well. Raven, I had the Big Mac. I had the chicken nuggets. I had the fries. And I ate it in the car on the way home. And I was like, you know what?
Through your tears.
Through my tears.
Last meal ever.
For you, what would it be, Raven?
Well, I'll give you two variances, all right? So if it's McDonald's, I'm going to go number 9, 2 cheeseburger meal. I know that feels like very boring for a lot of people. No pickles, no onions, but it's still my favorite.
No pickles, no onions.
No pickles, no onions on McDonald's.
Shocking.
Burgers only. Coke and fries. You know, I got to get the Coca-Cola because my doctor tells me that if I drink Coca-Cola, my heart will explode.
Right.
But I'm already dying. This is my last meal ever.
Right.
McChicken on the side, and then the McFlurries are banging. If you haven't had one of those, like, they've come
delicious.
A long way.
Yeah.
If the machine is working. As far as a regular meal goes, largest ribeye I can find.
Yeah.
Get me a marbled steak, medium or medium rare, fresh veggies, baked potato. I don't need it loaded. Just drown it in butter, a drop of sour cream, and I like garlic and butter sauce. My wife made me steak last night. It was so good. A1 Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola again.
All over.
Every meal.
On our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, a lot of people wrote the steak dinners, but I went different. My last meal would be a large cheese pizza. First, I would have a basket of bread before with like room temperature butter.
But you got to be able to eat both of them,
actually.
Listen,
have you met me? I could do it if I wanted to. When I put my heart to something and I put myself, I'm going to get it done. But my large pizza would be 4 quarters. Fried eggplant and asparagus on 1 quarter, pepperoni on another quarter, bacon and onions on the third, and then the quarter of it is going to be white, just ricotta and mozzarella. That is a perfect meal, and I would have a nice cold beer with
it. Your first combination was asparagus and what?
Fried eggplant. It's delicious.
I mean, I'm going to have to try.
Yeah. You know, Raven, the irony of it is that I don't like scary. I don't like gore. Like, for me, I never go into haunted houses because, you know, my theory, eventually an insane person will get loose in a haunted house and hurt everybody.
You need to stop saying that out loud. Seriously.
No one's going
to
do it.
No. Like, multiple people have told you to stop saying that, including our bosses.
Right.
So stop saying that.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So But have Halloween decorations gone too far? Because I like to decorate my house really, really scary, right? But even though I'm not really into really scary things, but every year I try to be creative.
Well, because the thing is now you know that this is actually not something that's haunted or whatever. So you're okay with setting it up and terrorizing the dreams of others.
So today, this year, last year we did haunted dolls. We went and we found all these old porcelain dolls and we made them like bloody and scary and zombie-like looking. They're the ones that have like the real hair and their eyes flicker open and shut. And I made a dollhouse in my front yard with all them. Just posted everywhere. It was really creepy. But this year, my sister came over and she goes, Anna, that's too far. And I was like, is there such a thing as too far when it comes to Halloween decorations?
Well, explain yours.
So this year, I toned it down and we have on the front of our house a giant spider web. So it starts all the way at the top of my house and it comes all the way down to like the front yard kind of area. But it seemed pretty, you know, lame to me. So I go, I know what this needs. This needs a cocoon dead person hanging upside down from my bedroom window.
Where did you even find this item?
Mm-hmm. So if you want to see it, you could go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven and see it for yourself. I found it on Amazon where you find all the cocoon dead bodies hanging upside down Halloween decorations.
There was a variation of them, I'm almost guessing.
There were so many of them to choose from.
Well, I like this one. What do you like? What do you think about this one? I could see you discussing it with Paul.
I was like, for $2 more, this one has fake blood. Paul's like, all right. Like, whatever makes you happy, babe. Like, all right. So I was like, is there even such a thing as going too far when it comes to Halloween decorations? So I'm looking at, like, online, and I would say yes. I think that if you use, like, the fake blood in your decorations, that's going too far.
Really?
Yeah, that scares me. Like, then people don't know if it's real or not.
But it already had blood on your cocooned human being that's hanging upside down from one of your windows. Well, I mean, you paid $2 extra for that.
But that, it's not splattered all over the driveway.
Oh, okay, so it's really not the blood, it's the splatter effect there.
If it was on the house, okay. It would be a different thing.
Yes, all right.
It's exciting when people decorate for Halloween. You always point it out. You slow down. You want to see what they did. Is it just the skeletons or do they have the tombstones? All that kind of stuff. But is there such a thing as going too far when it comes to your Halloween decorations?
I mean, I've been on some haunted houses, walked through some neighbors' backyards before, and there's been some things that have been like in a barrel or hanging from something. They've been questionable. I think yours is pretty tame.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you see that was over the line?
Okay, so the people down the street have like a fake testing COVID site where they have skeletons and, you know, it's completely messed up. It's really just, you know, a little tone deaf, especially seeing as though an older gentleman on our street is still suffering from it. So it's just not kind.
I mean, it is the story of our ages. Too soon, Anna?
I don't know.
When's going to be long enough, I guess, for some people? It's not the thing that I would choose.
Yes.
But it wouldn't be me setting up, but I'd love to see it.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. When you see it, you go, that's brilliant. But then you go, ouch. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the Halloween decoration you've seen that has gone too far?
Well, I am a big fan of Halloween. However, I do have a neighbor that seems to have very different tastes and humor than I do. I live in a pretty nice neighborhood, and I was on a walk, and I saw that she has tombstones, kind of like her front yard is a graveyard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you get closer, it's like every HOA member, their name is on each of the individual tombstones.
Well, I mean, I hate the HOA, so I fully support your creativity there. You know what? You get one Karen that's like, I'm going to sue somebody or something about slander or something or a threat. I mean, people are crazy, but I love it. You know what? Poke the bear. Poke that bear.
But I wonder, like, is she doing it because she's funny? Like, if I did it and put all our names of our, like, our producers and our show and everybody on gravestones, like, we would think it's hilarious.
Yeah, but if you didn't tell everybody that you did it and then they drove down that street by themselves, I can't account for every individual that works on this program being like, oh, yeah, that's funny, instead of being like, that little witch.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I don't know her very well. So this is a lot.
All right. How would you feel if you saw your name?
Right.
Like you feel like somebody's coming for you. It's a wanted poster.
That's a lot. You're right.
Right?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What decoration have you seen Halloween that has gone too far?
My neighbor's got these zombie babies set up. Have you seen these? They're ridiculous looking. they're pretty much just swing. He's got some of them set up on these strings, so they're kind of moving. They're awful looking. I can't stand them. I think he's gone too far. There's too many of them.
Raven, have you seen the zombie babies?
You know what I don't like?
What?
Babies with teeth.
Well, that's it.
When they got the sharp teeth?
Yes.
Yes. No, I don't like any sort of thing where they got the teeth where it looks like it'll take your finger off, like if it's just anywhere close. Reminds me of getting my hand near like a chainsaw or a wood chipper. Like, that's scary to me.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Lucas and Natalie. Natalie, what's going on?
Yeah, hi. Well, my husband and I are new to the neighborhood. We just moved recently, and our street is doing like a block party for Halloween. So we were invited, and I thought, this is great. It's a great chance to meet our neighbors and kind of get to know everyone and introduce ourselves. So it's a costume party.
Okay.
So we're going to do like a couple's costume, I thought would be really fun. We decided to do Cruella, and Lucas is going to be a Dalmatian, which I think is going to be really cute.
I love this costume. Cool that you got invited, right? There's nothing worse than seeing a party go on outside and nobody told you about it because you're the new kids.
Yeah, no, they definitely included us, and I'm feeling really excited to finally talk to everyone.
So, Lucas, all this sounds great. What's the problem?
Yeah, all well and good, except she bought her Cruella costume at a shop.
Whoa.
So yeah, it's I'm all fine with the costume idea of Cruella and the Dalmatian, but the whole idea of her in like this super tight, high skirted Cruella de Vil costume with this, you know, tiny little Dalmatian thing wrapped around her neck, like, it's gonna be too much. We're new to the neighborhood. These people don't know us. Like, it's just going to send the wrong impression. You know what I mean?
Natalie, is this true? Is your costume very small? Is the Dalmatian portion of this outfit actually the size of a bandana?
I'm Googling sexy Cruella, and I'm confused.
Okay, first of all, it's hard to find my size, like an adult costume of Cruella, and I purchased it online. It was like, you know, an adult costume kind of online store, but it wasn't
Adults. Emphasis on adults. And don't get me wrong. I mean, she looks banging in it, but it is not the thing you wear to meet this new group of people. I mean, these neighbors are either going to think the wrong thing about her or be hitting on her, or I just don't want them getting the wrong impression. You know what I mean?
Is this like an adults only? Are there kids there? What's the deal with it?
Right. Have you talked to the other moms? Like, do you know what anybody else is wearing?
Oh, that's it. I was just going to say, there's no kids at this party, first of all. So for and like an adults-only neighborhood party, I think it's totally fine. I don't know what they're wearing yet, but they could wear anything. You know how adults are at costume parties. It's a great chance to kind of have some fun and wear things you wouldn't normally wear, you know, during the day at work and everything.
Yeah, that sexy variant of the Bernie Sanders outfit. I've seen that one for this year. A popular choice in some circles. Not mine, but a popular choice in some circles nonetheless.
Let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Natalie. What is the big deal? You're meeting people. You're going to look cute. It is what it is. Or you may agree with Lucas that that's not really the first impression you want to give people, is you're like the sexy Halloween costume neighbor.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Let's check the text line. Okay. So what's going on today between Lucas and Natalie is they moved into the neighborhood not too long ago. They haven't met all the neighbors yet. They've only met a few of them, but they're invited to the neighborhood Halloween party. It's adults only. The problem is that Lucas isn't happy because Natalie's costume is like a sexy Cruella de Vil, and he just doesn't think when you're meeting neighbors, it should be sexy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the end of the world, though. She says, listen, this is the costume that I got. This is the one that fits me well. It's not really over the top. Everybody likes to dress up in their way for Halloween. I'm not the only girl who likes to dress sexy. You know, I get it. Sometimes as the date, it's not the thing you want to deal with that night. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, like, who are you to rain on somebody else's parade?
So I have a neighborhood, but one of our neighbors diagonally across the street have a huge Halloween party every year. I remember when I first moved in and I thought
it was a swingers party.
I was so confused, but I told Paul we had to go. I was like, we got to go see what's about. Anyway, long story short, it's not. It's just a great Halloween party they throw every year. And there's always a few people that do the sexy route.
Right.
I will never be one of those people.
Yeah, but you don't judge them as being bad people, do you?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying is you see them other days and you're perfectly fine with them. So
yep. I'm a text line. I'm on his side. If he's that uncomfortable with it, she should change. First impressions are extremely important. Okay.
Are they? I mean, you got a 30-year mortgage. It's really none of your neighbor's business. They can't get rid of you.
I side with the wife. The husband needs to get over it. It's Halloween. It goes with the holiday. Okay. All right. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. You know, it's a tough thing when you're picking your Halloween costume because I always feel like I just don't want to offend anybody. I just want to survive it, you know?
I mean, but that sounds kind of lame, right? Like, where's the fun in that? You want to not offend anybody. You want to survive it. Whereas other people want to have fun.
Yeah, when I was younger, I definitely wanted to have fun. Not so much anymore, I guess. Now I just want my kids to be happy. I don't know.
You just want to get through it.
Yeah, and that's kind of the issue between Natalie and Lucas. Natalie loves Halloween, and they're going to a neighborhood party, and they moved into the neighborhood. They haven't met all their neighbors yet. There's going to be a lot of neighbors here they're meeting for the first time. So she went and got a sexy Cruella de Vil costume. And Lucas, not happy about it because he's going to be the dog, but he's like, you can't dress sexy around these neighbors.
Yeah, well, he feels like first impressions are important. But, you know, a couple things important to note here. This is a block party, all right? And I've got neighbors up and down my street. I've got a lot of great neighbors. Some of them don't get along with each other. Some of them don't have the most favorable view of each other. I stay out of all of it. I like pretty much all of them, but I deduce my own ideas of them. If I saw one of them show up to a Halloween party with something questionable, I would not be shocked or surprised.
All right, well, whose side are you on? What do you think? Inappropriate to wear a sexy Halloween costume meeting the neighbors for the first time? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
The wife. She's got it. Let her flaunt it. Why not?
You know, that's another thing, too. That's a good point, right? If something fits you good and you look good in it, and I mean, he said she looks banging. Like,
yeah.
You don't get to do that forever. Your body doesn't last like that forever.
Exactly.
So if you got a moment in time, enjoy
okay.
it.
Exactly.
For 7 years in a row in my early 20s, I was Marilyn Monroe. And I wore that dress and I wore the wig and I loved it and I had fun. The problem is that I don't know if I would have wore that exact same thing in front of strangers meeting them for the first time.
I mean, again, mortgage is filled out.
Yeah. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely the guy's side. It's not appropriate for a neighborhood thing. You don't want people in the neighborhood being like, oh, that's that house with, you know, that woman at it. I just don't think it's the right impression.
I agree. I think you don't ever want to be that person. It's one thing you want to show yourself out if you feel good, but when you're purposely going above and beyond to be sexual with other neighbors, it just, to me, feels weird.
I mean, but is she purposely doing this to be sexual? I don't think that she is. I mean, costumes being what they are and styled as they are nowadays, and the popularity of that costume this year, I think it's probably limited choices as to where to get it. So what do you got? 2-3 different cuts of it? So you got the one size fits all, which looks like trash. It never fits right. It never fits good or whatever. I mean, if you've got the figure to pull something off, I mean, a little cover up with it or whatever. I don't know. There's plenty of people. That's their idea of fun on Halloween.
So I disagree. You could find a not overly sexual Cruella costume.
So she goes there and five other people are wearing something sexy too, though.
Who cares? Only worry about yourself.
Feels wrong to me.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Natalie, our audience agreed with you. Be independent. Be yourself. You feel comfortable and you want to rock it? Go for it.
You know, not for nothing, Cruella was pretty attractive herself in the movie.
In the movie, not in the original animation.
I know, but I'm here for new Cruella.
Well, thank you. Thanks, guys. I feel really validated. This is great.
It always helps when you look great in the costume, too. Lucas, you're going to be all right.
We'll make it work, I guess.
You know what? If you got to let that bark out, just hopefully you won't have to bite any neighbors. But
there we go.
All right. If anybody else has got an issue, you can always reach out. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Irene, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Irene.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. This studio is soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But the jackpot today, $600. That's a lot of cash. You ready to play, Irene?
I am.
Number 1, a new Scream TikTok feature reads your texts in the antagonist actor's voice. What is the name of the antagonist in the Scream franchise? Time's up, Irene. That's okay. No worries. Number 2, Mel Gibson was the first actor announced to be part of the John Wick TV series. In what movie does Mel Gibson say, "They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom"?
Braveheart.
Number 3, rumors are that Facebook will change its name next week. Who is the founder and creator of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Number four, a massive salmonella outbreak has been linked to onions. If you don't know where your onions are from, the CDC is asking you to throw them away. In which animated movie does the main actor say, ogres are like onions, they're made of many layers?
I don't know.
At number five, Jason Sudeikis had two major revelations during a recent interview. One, his real first name is Daniel. And two, the actor George Wendt is his uncle. George Wendt played Norm on what classic NBC series?
Norm. NBC, what was that? Oh, dear.
Time's up. That's okay, Irene. Hold on. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yeah.
Okay. Irene got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Irene. $600. Let's see how
terrible.
I do.
That's
terrible.
All right.
I usually get them all right. I'm very disappointed in myself.
It's always hard when the lights are on. It's what we always say. It's true. All right. Number one, a new Scream TikTok feature reads your text in the antagonist actor's voice. What is the name of the antagonist in the Scream franchise?
Ghostface.
Yep. Number two, Mel Gibson was the first actor announced to be part of the John Wick TV series. In what movie does Mel Gibson say they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
That's easy, Braveheart.
Number three, rumors are that Facebook will change its name next week. Who is the founder and creator of Facebook?
Zuckerberg.
Number four, a massive salmonella outbreak has been linked to onions. If you don't know where your onions are from, the CDC is asking that you throw them away. In which animated movie does the main character say, ogres are like onions, they're made of many layers?
It's got to be Shrek.
Shrek is right. Number five, Jason Sudeikis had two major revelations during a recent interview. One, his real first name is Daniel. And two, the actor George Wendt is his uncle. George Wendt played Norm on what classic NBC sitcom?
Cheers.
I'm sorry, Irene. He beat you 5-2, but that gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
This is Irene. I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Okay. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Throw another $100 in the jackpot tomorrow. $700.